We know. The news has been bad these last few weeks, or is it months? Almost every day, and at times it seems like in almost every region of the world, there's something. Conflict, disease, struggle. Now, during times of social crisis, music can be a comfort and even a motivator. Sometimes artists confront issues head-on. Think Alan Jackson's Where Were You, written after the 9/11 attacks.
Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky?
At other times, a song captures the imagination of the popular culture or social movements that reinterpret its themes. Aretha Franklin's 1967 hit Respect, the story of a lover's quarrel, became an anthem of feminist and racial pride.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take F-T-C-T.
But what about today? NPR music writer and culture critic Ann Powers has been looking over this summer's top 40 charts for songs that address what's going on this summer socially, politically, globally. And she's here to talk more about it. Welcome, Ann.
Hey, Adi. Thanks for having me.
So help me understand the top 40. I don't know if it really feels like a summer of bad news, given what we're hearing. What does this music seem to have in common?
Well, Adi, you would think it's a summer of escapism and fun and frankly, just rampant egotism on the charts. I mean, we have songs about, you know, how great the star who's singing it is.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane from LA to Tokyo.
We have songs about partying. We have songs about little more than the beat. It can be discouraging for those of us who look to music for some kind of deeper meaning and social protest, even. It can feel a bit rough.
Now, in the world of hip-hop, though, it's another story, especially in light of the conflict between citizens and police in Ferguson, Missouri, over the shooting death of Mike Brown. Now, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen little songs kind of pop up here and there to address it. I want to talk about two, one from J. Cole and another from Lauryn Hill. And we'll start with the J. Cole song. It's called Be Free.
I'm letting you know that it ain't no gun they make that can kill my soul. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free.
And what's notable about his approach?
Well, Adi, this song's notable for several reasons. One, it was really the first major response to what's happening in Ferguson from someone in the hip-hop community. And it's not mainstream. It will never be in the top 40. And he recorded this extremely intense, mostly singing track, which for someone who's a rapper and sometimes a singer was a bit unusual. That also featured audio from one of the witnesses to Mike Brown's death, whose name is Dorian Johnson.
At no time the officer said that he was going to do anything until he pulled out his weapon. His weapon was drawn and he said, I'll shoot you, or I'm going to shoot.
It all adds up to a song of social protest and really a lament that reminded me of Nina Simone, and that's high praise from me.
Meanwhile, Lauryn Hill basically takes a sort of familiar tune and gives it a very, very dark twist. This song's called Black Rage.
Black rage is founded on two-thirds a person. Rapings and beatings and suffering that worsens. Black human packages tied up in strings. Black rage can come from all these kinds of things.
And you mentioned Nina Simone, and that name comes to mind here as well.
Absolutely. This song is one she wrote a while back that she's brought forward as a statement about Ferguson. And it takes off on the classic song My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music, a song we all grew up with, a song that's about kittens and, you know, roses and raindrops, right? But here, Lauryn Hill takes that song, that familiar, soothing melody, and matches it up with lyrics about both the sources of rage for herself and other African Americans, and also the usefulness of rage and how rage, I wouldn't say it's one of her favorite things, but I do think she's expressing the need for rage in certain political moments.
When the dogs bite, when the beatings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember all these kinds of things and then I don't feel so bad.
Now, for a minute there, it wasn't clear if we were going to see many more songs coming out of hip hop. And then there was a drop from The Game, along with Diddy, Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, Fabulous, Wale. I mean, the list goes on. There's like 10 rappers on this, 4 singers, and it's called Don't Shoot.
God ain't placed on the earth to get mad, it's murder. Don't put your weapons at me.
Seen the pictures, feel the pain. Scandalous how they murder son. Tired of them killing us. I'm on my way to Ferguson. Talk to Tip, I talk to Diddy. Then my brother's walking with me. Mother's crying, stop the riots. We ain't got to chalk the city.
The thing about this song, Adi, that impresses me is that it is so direct. And it actually also connects so powerfully to the history of rap and how rap has talked about African-American encounters with the police in the past, African-American civil rights struggles for decades.
Time to take a stand and save our future.
Like we all got shot, we all got shot.
Throwing up our hands, don't let them shoot us.
Cause we all we got, we all we got.
You know, as you mentioned, this isn't all that surprising, right? I remember Public Enemy frontman Chuck D once saying rap is CNN for black people. But where are the pop and mainstream artists talking about any current issues of the day? I mean, whatever happened to that kind of pop protest song?
It is true, I think, that pop has become more conservative. Basically, since 9/11, it seems that pop stars are more hesitant to address social issues head on. Now, why is this? Possibly because all Americans are nervous about addressing social issues head on. Possibly because the music industry has been falling apart and people are worried about their careers. I don't really know. I do wonder if maybe in coming months, and as we enter the fall season when, quote unquote, serious artists make their serious efforts, if we will see a new emergence of a political voice in pop music. At least I can hope for that.
So, Anne, before I let you go, any song that hit the mark for you that did chart this summer, something that feels at least uplifting?
Well, Adi, for me, it's a song by the Norwegian duo Nico and Vins, both of African descent, and the song is called Am I Wrong?
Don't worry, you're not alone. Doesn't get better than that, right, Anne?
Right. But at the same time, there is that kind of undercurrent of doubt in it, right? It feels so human to me. It feels like what people are feeling now.
That's NPR music writer Anne Powers. Anne, thanks so much.
Thank you, Adi.
That's just so-